Take a walk or drive by Boston's Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum and you'll see a larger-than-life woman. She's fighting a fierce dragon on the building's facade. The woman is the star in a gigantic new work by Pakistani artist Ambreen Butt. The work is called I Need a Hero. Andrea Shea with WBUR's The Artery met with the artist at the museum as the piece was being installed.
In the chilly morning air, a pair of technicians in a bucket lift unfurl and secure I Need a Hero to the exterior of the Gardner Museum's new building. The enlarged work on vinyl measures 16 by 36 feet, which is not the size Ambreen Butt is known for. Warming up inside the museum, the 47-year-old recalls how more than two decades ago, she became entranced by traditional Persian miniature paintings.
My very first miniature, it took me a whole month. I worked on it every day.
Butt says she worked on the floor, using brushes made of squirrel hair to delicately kiss vibrant paints onto handmade paper. She studied the multi-layered age-old technique at the National College of the Arts in Lahore, where she was born.
They're small, but they're very seductive. Beautiful colors, stylized figuration, and the narrative also.
Historically, the mythic narratives were painted by men and featured heroic male protagonists. Butt says she had a realization about creating her own contemporary versions.
I need to bring a female heroine in my work because I'd always seen in miniature painting these male heroes, you know, who were always fighting the demons. And I'd always wondered why, you know, why there had never been a female hero.
Butt went on to make a series called I Am a Hero. And in 2002, she found a real-life female warrior on news reports.
Mukta Mai, a Pakistani woman, was gang-raped in front of 200 witnesses under the orders of a tribal court. Her rape was to avenge an alleged sexual assault that her brother, Shakur, had committed with a woman from an upper caste.
Usually what happens is that in these kind of situations, women either commit suicide or they're basically, you know, gone for life.
But not Mukhtar Mai. Instead, she's fought for justice, raised awareness about violence against women and so-called honor punishment, and used government compensation money to open schools to educate young girls. Now the narrative Butt created for Mukhtar Mai is writ large on the Gardner Museum's facade.
She's the hero of today's time. You know, I wanted her to represent a certain time, so that's why she has this sweatpants and the T-shirt on.
Butt's modern heroine subdues a dragon with a single bare foot.
And there's all these women who are looking up at her. She is fighting her own battle. And yet, you know, there's this question that comes by looking at the other women who are looking at her. Is she really the hero? You know, is she our hero?
And the women also looking up with wonder somehow.
Yeah.
And curiosity. And a certain timidity.
That's Purana Cavalcini, the Gardner Museum's curator of contemporary art. Butt was an artist in residence here 18 years ago, and Cavalcini is thrilled to have her back in Boston, where she also studied at Mass Art.
Our public is general public, but it's also so many students. You have all these schools around us. So the idea of bringing basically an alumni back to do a project on this facade is very exciting. And at the same time, it has a wonderful narrative to it, and I think it's important to keep taking on the system in any culture with courage.
Thank you.
Butt's work has been shown locally and in museums around the world. The State Department commissioned a large-scale piece that now hangs in the U.S. Embassy in Islamabad. Butt says her job as a contemporary artist is to have a voice.
I don't make art for pleasure, but I gain tremendous pleasure out of my making. What I do is I take these broken pieces of the society, I put them together, and then I try to transform it into something very positive and beautiful, something that can be looked at, and something that can make people think. And that's all I want.
As for her gigantic heroine in Boston,
seeing this woman warrior up there, that's a pretty hopeful gesture, especially in the times we are in now. No matter what happens out in the world, she has to gain strength to be the warrior and fight the fight.
The warrior will fight that fight on the Gardner Museum's facade for the next 6 months. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.